Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Why was I surprised? Yes, indeed. I have given. Or are you still holding on to the past? Are you still trying to justify the wrongness of what was done to you, and you're looking for witness and backup and evidence and let people know why you are where you are is because of what was done to you? It's really simple. It may not always be easy, but all you got to do, yes, all you've got to do is forgive. And you know you will remember, a state of man told us, reminded us, that you got to start with yourself. You got to start with yourself. State of man, that's state of man. Yes, I have forgiven. And that's my brother's band, John Stringer. That song is like an affirmation, a prayer, declaration. And if you want to find out more about State of Man, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. You can also find them on iTunes. You can download the song. I think it's 99 cents or whatever, but whatever it costs, you need to just play that over and over, because some of us are carrying stuff, and we're going to help you just release the stuff that you're carrying today. Only if you're willing. If you're willing to let it go, if you're willing to stop justifying, Michelle Brown Stafford and I are here today to support you and say, it's okay. It's okay. There's a lesson. There's a message in the mess of your life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. It's so nice to have you, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to be a catalyst, to come together and help each other grow. You're listening to Conscious Parenting with Life Coach Ade and Michelle Brown Stafford. And I want to jump into this conversation so quick, but I just got to pace myself. I'm going to bring my co-host in a minute. Let me just give you some quick announcements. But also, I want to let you know that this is we're inviting you to share your conversation, to share your comments, your thoughts, your ideas. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. Thank you for being here. It's nice to have Betty back. Betty's back almost to where she wants to be, but she's happy where she is, because healing is happening as we speak. So we give thanks knowing that all is truly well. You can also ask your questions in the chat room for silent listeners. Make sure you register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact in the chat room. And we want to invite you to post the show on Facebook right now, Twitter, let your friends, your family, especially those people you thought wronged you, or maybe people you've been trying to help and support, and you're just like, they just won't listen. Tell them about Life Conversations Radio. Bring them over here, then you can just sit back and watch while Michelle and I do our thing. We'll work them out. You might even send us a private message saying, "Ooh, I got my cousin in here. Really give it to them." But we do it with love. We do it with love. Some announcements here. Let's see where we start in. I don't know. Lots going on. Well, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, it's the three-part teleconference with myself, Life Coach Ade, Living from the Inside Out. That's a three-part teleconference tonight if you want to register, or to register, because it's not even a question if you want to register. Of course you want to register. So I'm not going to ask you if you want to. To register, go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and click the group coaching tab. Register, and tonight we'll begin a process of living from the inside out, which all ties into today's show. You know, the idea of moving the barriers to our joy, our peace, our love. You know, the things that we know is already here. There's nothing you need to do to attain those things. You just got to move stuff, thoughts, ideas, emotions that are blocking your joy. Living from the inside out, starting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What else? Oh, every first and second Wednesday of the month, we have What do we have again, Betty? Remind me. Oh, Spiritual Tag Team. A show with a psychic and a life coach where we support you to tap it into the outer, the ethereal realm and then help you be grounded. Because life is about spirituality. It is about, you know, it's about heaven on earth. Whichever way you look at that, it's about downloading and understanding that we're part of something so bigger that the minute you start to define it, you start to categorize it, you limit it. But you've got to take your own journey to understand who and what you are. That's the first and second Wednesday of the month with Betty Pegues, my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team. And let's see, one last announcement right now. October 4th, that's a Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Darren Wiseman. He's a holistic physician and the author of Infinite Love and Gratitude. I love it. Infinite Love and Gratitude. And he's also a host on Hay House Radio. But this man is just amazing, compassionate, and just really passionate about supporting people to heal themselves. He's going to be joining us. And this is something you need to bear in mind. On that day, the show will air 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, not 12 p.m., you know, because we can do what we want to do. It's up to us. So anyway, stateofmanmusic.com is where you can find the song I Have Forgiven. Lifeconversationsradio.com is where you can find my beautiful co-host. I look forward to always hosting with Michelle because I love her passion, her joy, and everything that she does. So, Michelle, how are you doing?
Oh, I am well, Coach. How are you?
I am in love with love.
I know. I hear you. I hear you. This has been one of those weeks. And I tell you, Ade, I know we do this like once a month, but why does it feel like I am talking to you or we're doing the show every 2 weeks? I mean, really. isn't it flying for you? But whatever.
It is. It really is. And for me now, it's almost like my life has turned out to be, it's just one long day. It's not even a year anymore. It's just one long day. And in that day, I get
to sleep. I'm there with you. I am just, so there. Oh, for a day. God, I am over the moon about this topic. Now, listen, I know I say that. Oh, it's like I'm saying it on every show that we do. But why am I so happy about doing this? Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you, personally, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't. But there's something to, okay, for those of you who are not familiar with my work, I kind of coach parents with kids and academics. Here's the thing, though. I have a son that actually started college at age 11. He was a special student at age 11 at Morehouse College, and then he became a full-time student at 13. He's the youngest to ever do that, and in the college's 150-year history. But then I also have this wonderful daughter who graduated from high school at 16. Now, she was obviously in the school system a lot longer than my son. We homeschooled him mostly. But the thing is, Ade, again, it is not a coincidence that I am doing this segment on a show called Conscious Parenting, like Heal Yourself, Help Your Child. And I myself am a, I don't like to say survivor, I'm thriving in spite of what has happened in my childhood. Isn't that something? So I am so happy to be doing this because even in my work when parents have said, you know, after I've coached them, it's like, okay, Ms. Stafford, yep, that's all well and good. and of course they're going to try the technique. They're going to do the work, okay? That's what they say anyway, right? But I always get this. So, but you know, right now, you know, I'm going through something in my life. You know, it's taken a lot of my emotional whatever, and, you know, I'm still getting over some other things in my own childhood and da-da-da-da-da. So, and I always tell them, out of love, like, not so fast, because you're talking to someone who's been there, done that, too. So, again, none of this is a coincidence. And the universe is wonderful. This is not a coincidence, and I'm happy to be doing it. I really am.
Yes, yes, I understand. It's interesting how we devalue, play down the things that really make a difference. Actually, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
We play down life. Things that really are important, that is right here. We take it for granted. You know, when people say, well, forgiveness, all well and good. Oh, yeah, when you forgive, it will be all well and good. But do you really know it's all well and good?
Right.
You know, and we didn't really come from, I think some of us are learning the idea of what's going on inside of us. so yeah, that we can pay attention. It's not a common conversation.
Oh, well, how about this, Ade? Even when I start to direct the conversation, like, okay, let's look into what's going on. You know, why don't you have the energy that you need to do the things that you need to do for your kids academically? And you would think that sometimes, like, I've cussed these people. Like, oh, my God, because now you're talking about the inner work. It's like, you know, you hear it in, you know, in, of course, in the spiritual circles and so on and so forth, in psychology and all that other stuff. But I think that we need to kind of break it down in a way that really makes sense to the layman.
Yes.
And listen, here's the thing. This is what I always like to say. So, listen, you know a lot of people who, I mean, they look good on the out, I mean, by all outward appearances, right? I mean, even the celebrities. In fact, there's one celebrity I love dearly, and I just, you know, bless her heart all the time. But this is a sister got all kinds of stuff going on. And by the looks of her, she's gorgeous. She has this beautiful, you know, the whole trappings of being, you know, wealthy and famous. But some of the stuff that kind of happens to her is like, really? You know, and then when I hear other women say, well, gosh, if her husband cheated on her, then what chance do I have? It's like, well, wait a minute. First of all, you don't know what's going on in her mind. You don't know what her thought processes are like, and you don't know what she's, you know, kind of attracting to herself. So, but the thing is, that's where the inner work comes in, the inner work. And so I don't know if I'm going to let, you know, should you go ahead and do that first, or I don't know, you need to take a break, because I really want to get into this. I'm excited about getting into the inner work. I mean, this is where the meat and potatoes, you know. I'm serious.
One of the things I love about you is when I listen to you share and teach, sometimes I feel chills go through my body. The chills go through my body because I'm like, gosh, that must be how I sound. Because when you're passionate about something, it's just like oozing out of you. And
yeah,
it's such
it
a joy to hear you. And, you know, for those of you who just joining us, we are talking, today's topic is heal yourself, heal your child. That's why we've been talking about forgiveness, healing. It's about when you heal your stuff, when you face yourself, when you face that part of you that you're afraid to look at or we're afraid to look at, then you can help your child. And the number is 347-426-3346. Michelle, I want to read this to you. You may have heard this piece before, but it's a piece by Khalil Gibran and on children. And I think it's important, even in the context of what we're talking about, how the idea of us as parents, adults, caregivers, teachers, to do our own inner work so we can allow our children to be who they're created to be. So here's what Khalil Gibran said about children. He said, your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you.
Yep.
And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may have their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bow. Oops, what's going on here? Let's try this again. You are the bow. You are the bow from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrow may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. Your children and not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. That's by Khalil Gibran. And just really inviting us, reminding us that to be really aware, be present with what we do with our children. They have their own dreams. It's such a powerful poem. And I think when parents start to look at life like that, rather than see children as, oh, they're just kids, they don't know anything. Oh, what do they know? That's where we're really missing the point. That's where
I did. Yeah, I'm speechless. That was absolutely beautiful. Oh, my goodness, it was. And you and I have expressed this on many occasions on the show, Ade, that, you know, children, they matter. Believe it or not, they do. And I've actually said that some parents think that just because a child is small and, you know, whatnot, they're not threatening to them in any way, shape, or form, they tend to kind of ignore them, you know,
until
they become adults. But, you know, I'll never forget this. This commercial I've seen one time, and it was interesting. I think it was something to it that I had even rendezvoused with it. But this was years ago, Ade. And Bill Cosby was, it was some kind of commercial, and I think it was for, I don't know, some kind of Zoom. I forget, I'm sorry. But the message was, he was surrounded by little ones, and he said, remember, you know, treat your child right or something because they will become adults too, you know, or kind of like before you know it, you know, you'll be looking at them eye to eye. And so, yeah, that has always been my mantra in the way that I related to my own children. And again, it comes back to, you know, my own childhood. And Ade, getting back to even what I said earlier, I think, and this, but see, this comes along with healing though, that, yeah, what happened to me was a horrible thing. It was. But I tell you, that has made me the most sensitive, well, become the sensitive mom, more responsive mother to the needs of my kids. It was that, you know, when I looked at my son and he was struggling in this classroom and I knew that it was some kind of, it was like a prison for him, that enabled me to just pull him out and do what I needed to do for him or give my daughter also what she needed, you know. So there is some, believe it or not, but this comes along with the work, doing the inner work. There is some value that can be, you know, acquired through those experiences. The thing is, you have to be able to see it, and that again comes through doing the work.
Yes,
so,
just doing the work.
So how about this, Ade?
Go ahead,
please.
No, okay. Do your thing.
Well,
we're right on the same vibe. You were going to
say
exactly what I was
going
to say.
No, are we? So here's the thing about this inner work, though. Okay, so let me just share what worked for me. All right. First of all, I was one of those, even as a young person coming out of that mess before I had a family, I used to really, because I'm a reader, hence my, you know, my daughter's a reader too. So I used to like bury my head in a lot of those self-development or self-help books that were really big in the 80s or whatnot. Not really a talk show person, so, you know, Donahue and Oprah, that wasn't really my thing. So, I was doing the research through the books, and so all the good stuff about me, I come to love. Of course I did. I recognized them for what they were, the good qualities. I was a very loving person, generous, so on and so forth. But I recognized that the work came in with the stuff that, you know, when I find myself in certain situations, all the derivatives of fear would just pop up, you know. And I got to the point where I started asking myself, okay, so why am I feeling this way? You know, what, you know, kind of trying to get to the root of it. Like, is this something born out of my childhood or what? Why am I, for an example, one thing that has come about studying, you know, kids who've been in an abusive environment is that they tend to be very hypersensitive about their environment, meaning they do whatever they can to kind of control things. You know, they things have to be a certain way, and, you know, they have to be able to like anticipate behavior and so on and so forth. Well, when I saw myself doing it, when I saw that stuff playing out in my adulthood, I kind of wondered, well, what? Once again, yeah, it was born out of my childhood because I had to, you know, for the sake of survival, kind of anticipate certain moves and this, that, other, and, you know, what someone's going to do. So anyway, but I asked myself, okay, well, you know, I'm not that child anymore. I'm not that disempowered child anymore. You know, that those circumstances no longer exist or what have you. You know what I mean? And I also understood by asking that question and also reading about it, because trust me, when I found out what the issue was, I went and researched like you wouldn't believe, you know, because I knew the key to me salvaging the rest of my life was to do this work. And so whatever it was that someone recommended that kind of rung true to me or really resonated with me is what I actively tried to inculcate, you know. Okay, so. Right. That's now at that point, that is where the work comes in. Now, you've identified the fear or whatever derivative of it. Now, you know, put it into place so that when something else comes up that may trigger it a bit, it gets less and less intense. And before you know it, it's not a big deal anymore. But again, that comes with practice. As with anything else, it comes with practice. So before long, Ade, I'm embracing, of course, I got my good qualities that I'm always, you know, putting out there and highlighting. But the other stuff, like, okay, so what's the dark part of Michelle? You know, let's, you know, I looked at that and then did the work on that. And so Yeah, but when you do that, it rises you up to another level of being and of other work that you may have to do. But it's not nearly, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not nearly as debilitating mm-hmm. as the mm-hmm. lower level of stuff has been. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. I mean,
okay.
And you said something there that just, that I thought, oh, gosh, let's speak to that. Because, you know, there's this
okay.
whole thing about everybody wants to go to the light and get away from the darkness, get away from people
yeah,
who bring
yeah,
dark energy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
when you talk about the dark side, the shadow self, there mm-hmm. we all have a part of us that we feel is the dark side, the negative side, the experience
mm-hmm.
that happened from childhood. And until
mm-hmm.
we are willing to embrace our dark side,
yeah.
we
yeah.
will never be whole. Because
that's it.
What you
yeah.
call dark side, that's a part of you.
Yes. Excellent. Absolutely. And that facilitates the growth. I mean, come on. Obviously, if everything is going good, all right, you know, there's no challenge anywhere, yada, you know, yada, yada, yada. But if that's where, you know, the growth and the expansion comes in, and then you
right.
realize, wow, you know, you really gain your power through that. So
mm-hmm.
but we're going to pace ourselves. We're going to pace ourselves and get to that in a minute. But let me just say this, though. And again, in regards to the inner work, there's a lot of people who, again, okay, yeah, we hear what you're saying, but some people, like you say, don't think it applies to them, or they know someone who they've been trying to talk to, and they're not getting it, or, you know, it's whatever, you know. Or how about this, Ade? There's a lot of people out there who have become numb. They've acclimated
yes.
to those feelings so
yes.
frequently and so much that they are just, like, numb to it. So that's why I kind of thought, wow, this is a very, very powerful way to see,
mm-hmm.
kind of gauge what you're thinking predominantly, you know? So
yeah, right.
How about I got this from, because, I'm still a reader, and it was one book by James Arthur Ray that was actually pretty good, and he actually got this from his mentor, and I think, again, it's very effective. In fact, I think I started World War III with some people just by suggesting it. I'm like, really? Wow, because I just spent a lot of time with myself. But anyway, so here's the thing.
Okay.
It's been suggested that you go into a room. Now, we're talking no laptop, no music, not going to sleep, none of those things, okay? Just you, conscious, fully conscious. Thing is, just notice what thoughts start to come to you, what things, what thoughts and feelings start to occur with no distractions, okay? And just, you know, just take a look at it. Just, you know, just any thought that comes up, you know, kind of, okay, and then could you kind of move that one to the side, let something else come up. You know, there's a way to do it in that because what you're trying to do is get to the crux and try to get a feel for what you're thinking and feeling
yes.
predominantly every day, pretty much all day, okay? So
mm-hmm.
just doing that for a few minutes, you'll get an indication of how you've been feeling and what you've been admitting to other people
yeah.
all the time. And we're talking about the people that spend the most time with you, and if you're a parent, we're talking about your children. So whatever you learn about yourself in those minutes, understand that this is what your child has been exposed to. Unless you have a spouse or a significant other, and they kind of
mm-hmm.
serve as a buffer. But no, this is what your kids, front and center, this is what they're dealing with you. Now, here's
yeah.
the thing. If it feels good, if it's like you get, you know, you somehow you're thinking about this great stuff you got coming up in your life and your future, and you got these wonderful plans, and that's where your mind is going, then, hey, obviously you're admitting something good, and your kids are benefiting. They feel good around you. They like to see you coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
let's be honest. You know, if you got some really, you know, some, I don't like to say, see, I'm like, well, they could, okay. See, it's been said negative. You got some negative stuff coming up, and, you know, you're worried about your job, and, oh, this person didn't treat you right, and who this person think they were doing this to you, and so on and so forth. Again, take notice of that. And if you want to change it, okay, because this directly affects your personal output, all right? So if you want to change that, then, you know, we got some stuff for you. Obviously, you know, if you don't, then, you know, hey, what can we say? Right, I mean, I don't know.
Well, if you don't want to change, life will help you change.
There you go, right?
Life is always seeking balance, and we're going to have experiences, we're going to have relationships that are going to literally beat
yep.
the change into us or out of us.
There you go.
And now you have a choice to call yourself a victim or to say, you know, I'm a conscious participant of life. But when you are in that place of victimhood or when things are happening to us, it is life telling you there's stuff you need to clean out here. All this funk that's coming at you is from within you. You know?
Excellent point, Ade. And I remember Oprah saying something. Again, I didn't watch a lot of Oprah, but I caught her on some good moments. But she said that the universe is kind of funny in that if you don't get the lesson, it'll come back at you another way until you do. That was one thing.
Yeah.
And there's another thing I appreciate about what you just said, and I just lost my thought because Oprah. When I said Oprah, that was it. But no,
let's do the radio thing, and it will come back to you. You are listening to Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford and myself, Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. If you want to find out more about Michelle Brown Stafford and all the great work that she's doing, you can go to gifted-spirit.com or gifted-spirit.com. All the information is there. Helpful tips and articles are on there. And we're going to tell you some more as we talk about the heal yourself, help your child. We're going to give you some tools that can support you. We know that we are all at different levels of consciousness. For some people, this may be foreign or new. Some of us, we've been doing this. We understand this conversation. And then there are those of us who are, we understand the conversation, but we're still struggling to deal with something. It's like, I understand it, but I just can't shake this. But it's about understanding that if you're willing to heal, life will support you. God will support you. The universe will support you. If you're willing, a book will fall on your lap. Somebody will ask you something. A child will say something to you that brings the breakthrough. The question is, are you willing? Number is 347-426-3346. And we're going to take a break. But before we do, Michelle, did your thought come back to you? Or is it flew away?
Yeah, it sure did. No, it did. Real quick. The thing, I love when you said about the whole victim thing. Here's the thing. Once you do that basic test, and you come to know where you stand with your thoughts, here's the thing. If you choose to continue, at this point, it's actually a choice you're making, like you said. You're making a choice to continue on in whatever you want to do. You're no longer a victim because now you are empowered with information. You know where you stand. So at that point, you certainly can't continue to call yourself a victim because now you know. And anything else, again, it's a choice. You choose to remain a certain way.
When you know better, you do better.
There it is. Yep.
When you know
better.
It's so important. We don't always talk about thoughts. And, well, we do on this radio and people that are around me. But in society, we don't talk about the power of our thoughts. But when you change your thoughts, you can change your reality. You can change your life.
Yeah.
And the thoughts
that
you're thinking is what's attracting the experience to you. If you wake up in the morning feeling like, oh, I don't really feel like going to work today. I don't feel like getting out of bed. Regardless of what the reason is, it could be your body's aching, but once you tap into it and say, oh, I don't want to go to work today, more than likely, you're going to have a lot of reasons to say, yeah, you shouldn't have got out of bed. But it's about changing your thoughts and being gentle with yourself, with your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad. We're taking your questions, your comments. Maybe there's something you heard and you're like, oh, I don't know, but you're calling 347-426-3346. Celeste, nice to see you. Glenda, Donna, Joyful Tamara Joy, healing you today. Teresa Teja Vu, Nahali, and Sinechi, it's nice to see all of you here. Thank you all for being here, and I'll take the liberty to ask you to share the show on your social network, tweet it, share with your friends, your lovers, your sisters, your brother, your aunt, your sis, your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother. Tell grandma, you need to listen to this because that's what you used to tell us when I was a child. We'll be right back. We're taking a break and 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But
maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We are giving a voice back to the world community. We are activating your voice. Something happened to you in the past that caused you to go within and you couldn't express yourself. We're activating your vocal cord, your expression, and say, express who you are. You are here to express the truth. You are listening to Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford and myself, Life Coach Ade, on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. So, Michelle, let's keep this ball rolling because people are saying, I'm loving this. I'm feeling people saying, I'm loving this. I want to hear some more. I want to hear some more.
Oh, great. I knew it. I'm glad to hear that. I really am. I'm glad to give it.
Let's talk about this, how to change the thought patterns. Because, you know, we're talking about the thoughts that come up. You give that exercise of being in your own space. Actually, before we do that, because I think we got a caller. Let's take a call. I think they've got a question or comment. And then, well, we had a call. They just disappeared into the ethers. Okay, well, let's go into talking about how to change this thought pattern. They change their mind and change their thought.
You know what? And I've come to know about this through my readings and my experience. But there are usually two primary approaches to this day. There are some people, when they talk about the laws of the universe and you get, you know, what you focus on expands, those are the ones that say, listen, the last thing you want to do is get to the root for the reason that you feel the way you do, because all it does is kind of activate it even more. And I get what they're saying. But I also know that that's kind of like, it's like a classic way, the way a lot of counselors, you know, counsel people. Well, let's get to why you feel the way you do. Let's focus on your childhood. They want to bring all that back up, you know. And there are some gurus nowadays, like, you might not want to do that, you know. But anyway, I find that for me, before I even, you know, come to know what I know now, actually that worked for me because I'm a little bit more analytical and I had to make sense of it all. So that worked for me, but then I didn't stay there. So that was a difference with me that day. So anyway, that's one approach. You know, for those of you who kind of like me, think too much and just got to understand people, why did this happen, that may be an approach for you, okay? Get to the heart of it. The other approach is, listen, bottom line is it happened. The best way to deal with it is to focus in a different direction. And I understand that approach, too, because what you do is you really do activate other thoughts that are, you know, a lot more pleasing to you, that are a lot more progressive. And the rule of thumb is the more you do that and make it dominant, then it makes it easier. If you want to go back and revisit those things, you can, because then you'll approach it from a different frame of mind. You'll be able to put things into perspective. The love will even be there. You'll be able to, you know, come to understand these people, why they behave the way they did, da-da-da-da-da. But again, either way works. It depends on the person. But I will say, for those of you who like to or want to get to the reason, to the root of why you feel the way you do in your thoughts, if I were you, I would analyze it quickly, but then not stay there. And then start focusing in another direction. Because the thing is, and a lot of people tend to do this, they will focus on the stuff and stay there. They become stuck, you know. It's and that's why I get the gurus who say don't do that, because the way the universe works, it'll give you more of it. And before you know it, you're consumed with it. So, yeah, you just, you know, find it kind of, you know, find which approach works for you. But ultimately, you're still going to want to focus in a different direction and make those thoughts more dominant. I mean, find a way to, and here's the thing, I'm not going to lie, it takes a little time, it takes practice, but it's worth it because you're talking about the rest of your lifetime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have kids, they need you to do that work because, believe it or not, kids do mirror, you know, what's going on with their parents. Why do you think that when something's going on with a child, the first thing they always say, whether it's the principal or the counselor, okay, so what's going on at home? Because
they understand, the
parents, the what's going on with their parents sets the tone for what's going on at home. So, and those kids, you know, hey, there's no one there to fend for them, blah, 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 blah. So you need to just, you know, you need to do the work for the sake of your child, if nothing else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's so important. That part when you talk about really not focusing on a problem. Now, it's important if they're part of the experience, your childhood experience that you haven't revisited or you blamed or you just thought you were mistreated and you cut your family away, whoever it is, and you just block it away, you don't even want to talk about it, then there's an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes a time when you go back, go to that place in mind, in thought, and talk about it, what it meant to you. You may talk about how angry you are about it. You know, just let all those emotions out. And that's why this is not something some people can't do it by themselves. You need a therapist, a counselor,
absolutely,
a life coach, a mentor. I mean, I wouldn't even say a good friend. I mean, a good friend sometimes, you know, it's like, they're too close to you.
I agree.
Somebody who don't really know you can help you go through it.
I totally agree. Yes. Because I tell you, listen, those good I have many girlfriends that commiserate with me. But that didn't really do much in terms of projecting me forward. You know, it's like, okay, you feel it, but, you know what I mean? So you're right. You need someone who's more of an objective, who's not in the situation, and is not that close to you to give you what you really want to hear at times, too, you know. So, great point.
The person who doesn't have any investment of losing you as a friend, as a person.
Right.
So not only are they going to challenge you to grow, they're going to loving you hold your hand. When they see you playing small, they're going to say, you're going to step up. You got to keep moving.
Absolutely.
Because some
love
of us we've had some horrible experiences. Some of us are just kind of like, you know, I'm making do. But anything you're running from in your life, emotionally, something that happened in your childhood, it will not leave you alone. There's a saying that says, what you can't be with won't let you be. If you can't be with it, it won't let you be until you can turn back and look. And one of the things I like to share with people is, you know, when we're talking and saying children, oh, they're just children. They don't know anything. They're young. What do they know? If you really believe that, I want you to think of yourself as an adult right now and think of the impact of what you went through as a child, how that's showing up in your world.
Absolutely.
You know, that will get you start thinking, wait a minute, maybe I do need to think differently. Because children are just spiritual beings in a body. They're human in a small body. They feel the way we feel. They love the way we love, sometimes so much more because they don't have all the other drama attached. But I want to read something in the chat room here from Sinechi.
Okay.
Said, we go to school where we are given lessons and then get a test. Life, on the other hand, gives us the test from which we learn the lessons. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Bravo.
I love that.
Good one.
And that's, you know, the point about learning lessons, that's really dope because the way to make something better is to learn the lesson. Michelle, you talk about your story, your childhood story, and the gift that you've received from that experience. Now, nobody in their right mind would say, well, I want to be abused as a child, so, you know, my son could go to high school and college at the age of 11. You know, it's going to be worth it eventually. Nobody in their right mind would wish that. But the thing is, life itself is neutral. And everything that happens to us, if we're willing to look at it, If we're willing to embrace it, if we're willing to see it differently, we will be given an opportunity to correct that, not just for ourselves and our family, but on a global level. And we've got to start with forgiveness.
Ajay, I love this. You know, we're about to really go into some stuff here. Oh, my goodness. There are, like, a myriad of definitions for forgiveness. And let me ask, before I even jump in, because I got to hear your – what's your take on forgiveness before I even give my opinion about it?
Well, I was going to say earlier that this show, we're going to continue next week, but we're definitely going to continue next week. But I give you a short version. I believe that other people can come to me and say, I forgive you for what I did, or my community can forgive me for what I did, my tribe can forgive me for the things that they did to me, or whatever the case may be. But the true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Because forgiveness is releasing yourself from the prison of your own mind, prison of the emotional baggage. You're saying, you know what? I am here for something greater. I am one with God. I am a child of God. I'm not going to let that experience that happened to me keep dictating what my life is going. No, I'm freeing myself right now. So forgiveness is about letting go, setting yourself free, and allowing the love of God that you are to flow through you so that everybody else around you experiences it.
That is brilliant. I mean, that is so – that's it. That's it. And the thing is, do you know, it came to me long after, of course, that I've learned to forgive, you know, the situation and what had happened with me when I was a kid. And I could believe that it really – it's like, wow, really? Really? Because it really – I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of follow the definitions of other people when they would say, no, you got to forgive the person. You got to forgive this, that. And I tried that. But for me, that didn't work as well, Ade. It really didn't. Mm. But when I got that, no, it's more about me and less about the other person. And you're right, that's what it is. It's self-healing. It's all of that. And that's when it just my life just came back. I mean, I felt whole. I began to feel whole again once I was able to release it. Because what I've noticed is the people that have done the wrong, quote-unquote, wrong to you, they are doing whatever they can to kind of distance themselves from it. You know what I mean? Acknowledge it. I mean, the person that did this to me, you know, didn't even act like it didn't even exist, that it didn't happen.
Right.
And here I was holding on to it. I did everything I could to hold on to it. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. You know, you're not going to walk around here like you didn't do this to me, you know. You know what I'm saying? So every time I was around this person, the anger was there, and I'm giving them dirty looks. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But once I, like you said, broke that whole cycle and realized, wait a minute, it's so that I can feel better, so that I can go on with my life. And it didn't make me a weak person, you know, like this person got away with anything. It was just, you know, it was about me. I mean, I wanted to feel better. And I learned this when I was in my early 20s, I even thought of, you know, I even started raising a family. So, but that's exactly what it is. It's focusing on self. And like someone said, I forgot, this some show I was watching some time ago. They were like, look, no one says you have to break bread with that person ever again if you don't want to. I mean, no matter that. It's releasing you so that you won't have to, you know, look, develop the diseases they say comes along with holding on to those things, you know, and not just the mental, you know, obviously the physical stuff too, and that stuff really, I did to harbor ill, I mean the hurts and stuff that takes energy. In fact,
it does.
Dr. Dyer had done this really this cool experiment showing the immediate physical manifestation of a thought. Mm-hmm. It was on YouTube somewhere. Showing that thoughts really are things, and it was just certain things that he shared with this person, and you can he did something with her arm or something, and you can immediately see the effect that certain thoughts that she didn't even know was coming had on her. So you're holding some stuff. Are you kidding? On for years, you know, and onto that stuff for years.
So true, so true. You know, the thing is, when you don't forgive, it's like it's really like drinking poison and hope the other person's going to die. But you're the one that's drinking the poison. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the whole thing about wanting to forgive somebody for what they did to you. And there's a question in the chat room, which I'm going to read in a minute. But the idea of forgiving somebody who did something to you, What happens when we say, well, I'm going to forgive them for what they did to me, it's not rooted in much, because what we're going to do is when we do that, we will look to that person to see if they not so much if they deserve, to see if they've changed. So when you say you forgive somebody and you're looking at their action to see, well, I did forgive them, but they're still acting a fool. Maybe I'm going to take back my forgiveness. Because you cannot judge something without it impacting you first. When you judge, criticize, blame, you get the impact first. So when you make a choice to forgive yourself, it really doesn't matter if that person forgave themselves or was asking for your forgiveness, or they came back and said what I did was wrong, because you have set yourself free. You're rooted in love. And love holds. Yeah. I'm talking about love that sets you free. You're listening to Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford and Life Coach Ade. Let's take a question from the chat room. And we're going to continue this conversation next month. But we're also going to share some tools with you right now so that you can use between now and then, and just basically to change and transform your life. I want to welcome the priestess and the Dutch file. Nice to see you. In the chat room, there's a question from Nahali said, how about if one has come to terms with an experience, but others keep bringing it up as if you haven't dealt with it or have let it go? What would you say to that, Michelle?
Well, see, it's tricky because if you are, people, I hate to bring this up, but when you understand how the universe works, if you are truly truly focused in that direction, the universe is only going to bring you people who are where you are. You know what I mean? So, for instance, if you're still doubting a little bit, I know, right? If you're still doubting a little bit, there's something within you that's kind of, you get what you put off, you know, and that's one of the laws of the universe. And so if there's something in you that's still kind of holding on to it, I mean, it's no big deal. You just need to find out if that's what it is, because the physical experience, the universe is a reflection of who you are and what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're vibrating, or what your mentality is about. So that's all. You just need to shore up your vibration a little bit more about it, and you'll start to see people come into your life that's reflecting where you truly are. I mean, in fact, that's how you know where you are, based on the people that come into your life. Yeah, I went there.
I'm all jumping over here.
Hey, I got to say this before we go, because a lot of people love this on Facebook. So getting back to the whole forgiveness thing, too, Gary Zukav, I loved a few of his writings some years ago, kind of talked about this whole nature of expectations, having expectations of people, right? Now, understand, I'm not one of those people I'm not a huge proponent of relying on outside people or anything outside yourself to make you happy. But here's the thing. When you do have expectations of people and they betray you or they disappoint you in some kind of way, that's how people start to feel like, you know, oh, this person betrayed me. But the thing is, when you're emotionally whole, when you are a whole person, you focus less and less on having expectations of people. You know what I mean? So that, and I know people say, well, yeah, but we should have expectations of our mates and our friends and so on and so forth. Yeah, my thing is, but an emotionally whole person would say something like, it would be nice if these people kind of lived up to my idea of them. Right. And that's what it is. Right. You have an idea of a person. But the thing is, I wouldn't point for me to be whole than, you know, for somebody to live up to my idea or my expectations of them. Does that make sense? Right. I mean, everybody off the hook.
it does. There's expectations and there's codependency. If you're looking for somebody to hold you up and he's like, listen, okay, I'm kind of afraid here. I need you to hold me up. You sure you got my back? Because I can't do this. You sure you got my back?
Right.
You might as well give it up. But if you know, if they say, I don't have your back, if you're grounded and rooted in your own truth, then
really,
you just say, if they can't do it, I mean, it's just going to be different. And I want to just go real quick to the conversation in the chat room. What you said, I so agree with you. So the question is, what if you come to terms with what you've experienced in the past, but people keep bringing it up to deal with it? What you said, I mean, it's kind of similar, really. It's, first of all, you got to understand what people do or say is simply a reflection of their consciousness. That's first thing.
Okay, yeah.
So when people judge you, criticize you, love you, praise you, appreciate you, honor you, it's a reflection of their consciousness. Now, we got to also say that the experience that you're having in your life matches you vibrationally. If you've dealt with that and people keep bringing it back to you as if you need to keep dealing, there's something in you that still feels you're supposed to deal with it.
That's it.
If that's not the case, because if you dealt with it, it would be a different conversation.
It would be.
Vibrational match.
There you go.
It's really about that.
Yes. I had to learn that too. Yes. Yes, I did. I totally agree. And I learned that along my journey as well. Exactly. When I thought I was one in one place, but I really, you know, and that's okay. And it's a good thing because it gives you all kinds of evidence or indications of where you are. It just means that you just need to do a little more work. You know, that's all. And
that's right.
I mean, that's just the nature of life. I mean, it's always going to be something, but you know, that we have to work on, that we have to improve. But it's good. We don't have to look at it as a, you know, in a bad way. It's all needed for our expansion, our personal expansion.
Indeed. And the good way to know if you really healed what they're bringing up. If they bring it up and you feel like you say, oh, my God, yes. Oh, that was some horrible time. That was so funny. I can't even believe I allowed myself to go through that. And you can joke with them about it. Then you know it's just a conversation. But if you're feeling like, ouch, oh, I wish you just let me. I told them I've dealt with this. Then that lets you know you haven't really fully dealt with it. But wherever
Excellent
you are
point.
Is wherever
Excellent
you
point.
Are.
Yeah.
Now,
Wonderful
getting ready
point.
To release the show. Two things I want to leave with you. One is there's a show I did September 15th, 2011, called Will You Still Love Me When You Meet the Real Me?
Yeah.
Will You Still Love Me When You Meet the Real Me? It's on the archive. Go listen to it. It helps you connect and ask some real, real questions about yourself. Next week, next month, for the part two of this conversation, we're going to talk about giving and receiving, how to say no, why you always say yes when you really mean no. And also, Michelle also has an article about this whole thing about healing self. Michelle, how would they find the article on your website?
You know, in fact, I have a conscious parenting page. At gifted.gifted-spirit.com and click on the conscious parenting page and it should be there. But yeah, wonderful tip on the best way to say no and how to recognize situations that you should say no to.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're getting ready to release the show. I'm going to be back in an hour's time for Ancestral Blueprints. And it's been a great show. Thank you, Michelle, for all you do. I truly love and appreciate
you. It's been wonderful.
Michelle will be back next month, last Wednesday of the month. Giftedspirit.com, gifted-spirit.com. Ancestral Blueprints is coming up in an hour. Make sure you join me. Come back and let's have a conversation. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Be well, be still, and be loved. All is truly well. We out of here.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.